Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, The Big Five, Five Simple Things You Can Do to Live a Longer, Healthier Life by Sanjeev Chopra, presents a practical, prevention-focused guide to improving everyday health through a small set of high-impact habits. Drawing on widely accepted public health principles and common medical guidance, the book translates big ideas about longevity into approachable actions that can fit real schedules and budgets. Instead of promising a miracle program, it emphasizes consistency, moderation, and choosing behaviors that reduce the most common risks linked to chronic disease and early mortality. Chopra writes as a physician and educator, aiming to help readers feel less overwhelmed by conflicting wellness advice and more confident about where to start. The core message is that small, repeated decisions around movement, food, restorative sleep, stress, and avoidance of harmful exposures can add up over time. By focusing on the fundamentals, the book encourages readers to build a personal plan they can sustain, track, and refine, turning health from a vague goal into a manageable daily practice. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, small daily habits that compound into longevity. A central theme is that longevity is less about extreme interventions and more about the cumulative effect of ordinary choices. The book frames health as a long game where modest, repeatable behaviors create measurable downstream benefits, including better energy, mood, metabolic health, and resilience as you age. Instead of chasing the newest trend, readers are encouraged to focus on behaviors with broad, evidence-aligned impact across multiple body systems. This mindset reduces decision fatigue because it narrows attention to a handful of controllable inputs. The approach also supports consistency. It is easier to walk most days than to complete a punishing plan for 2 weeks and quit. The book reinforces that a realistic plan should fit your life, including work, family, and social obligations, and that progress can be tracked through simple indicators like weight trends, waist size, blood pressure, glucose, and stamina. It also highlights the value of starting where you are, setting achievable targets, and building identity around healthy routines rather than short-term outcomes. Over time, these micro choices shape risk for heart disease, type 2 diabetes, and other common conditions that influence both lifespan and health span. Secondly, movement as medicine for heart, metabolism, and mood. Physical activity is treated as a foundational tool because it improves multiple longevity drivers at once. Regular movement supports cardiovascular fitness, helps regulate blood sugar, improves insulin sensitivity, and contributes to healthier body composition. It also benefits the brain by supporting sleep quality, stress regulation, and mood stability. The book emphasizes practicality. Activity does not need to be complicated, expensive, or gym-based to matter. Walking, taking stairs, brief home routines, and building more motion into the workday can be meaningful when done consistently. Readers are guided to think in terms of frequency and sustainability, aiming for routines that can be maintained across busy weeks, travel, and changing motivation. The broader point is that movement is not only about weight loss, it is a preventative strategy that reduces risk across many chronic diseases. The book also encourages listening to your body, adjusting intensity gradually, and viewing strength and flexibility as important companions to aerobic activity, particularly for aging well. By reframing exercise from punishment to daily maintenance, it becomes easier to stay consistent, recover better, and keep a positive relationship with health behaviors over decades. Thirdly, eating patterns that prioritize balance and prevention. Rather than prescribing a rigid diet, the book points readers toward balanced eating patterns that are commonly associated with better long-term outcomes. The emphasis is on regular, sensible choices that support heart health and metabolic stability, such as prioritizing whole foods, reasonable portions, and minimizing overly processed items that can drive excess calories, sodium, and added sugars. The approach encourages readers to make food decisions that are both nutritious and livable, acknowledging that enjoyment, culture, and convenience matter for sustainability. It also highlights the importance of paying attention to signals like hunger, fullness, and energy, and aligning meals with daily activity. By focusing on prevention, the book underscores how diet influences key health markers, including cholesterol levels, blood pressure, triglycerides, and blood sugar. Readers are guided to simplify nutrition by returning to fundamentals, more plants, adequate protein, healthier fats, and enough fiber, while treating indulgences as occasional rather than routine. The goal is not perfection, but a steady pattern that reduces the likelihood of chronic disease and supports a healthy weight range. This framing helps readers avoid the cycle of restriction and rebound, replacing it with habits that can persist year after year. Fourthly, sleep and stress management as core health levers. The book elevates sleep and stress management from optional wellness add-ons to essential components of a longer, healthier life. Poor sleep and chronic stress can affect appetite regulation, immune function, blood pressure, inflammation, and mood, creating a cascade that undermines other healthy intentions. The guidance centers on building routines that support recovery, such as consistent sleep timing, creating a wind-down period, and being mindful of stimulants and late-night habits that disrupt rest. Stress is treated as inevitable, but the response to stress is presented as trainable. Readers are encouraged to adopt practical strategies that fit their personality and schedule, including short breaks, mindful breathing, social connection, and regular movement, all of which can reduce physiological strain. The broader message is that health is not only a physical equation of calories and steps, it is also shaped by nervous system balance and the ability to recharge. By improving sleep quality and reducing chronic stress, readers can experience better decision-making, more stable energy, and greater consistency with exercise and nutrition. In that way, sleep and stress management become multipliers that make every other healthy behavior easier to sustain. Lastly, prevention, risk reduction, and staying engaged with healthcare. Another important topic is prevention through smart risk reduction and an active partnership with healthcare. The book encourages readers to address the biggest avoidable threats to long-term health, including harmful habits and neglected screening. It supports a proactive stance, know your numbers, monitor trends, and work with a clinician to interpret blood pressure, cholesterol, glucose, and other relevant markers. Rather than waiting for symptoms, readers are guided to view routine checkups and age-appropriate screening as tools to catch problems early when lifestyle changes and treatment are often more effective. The book also reinforces the role of personal accountability, medication adherence when prescribed, honest conversations about alcohol or tobacco use, and taking steps to reduce exposure to known risks. Importantly, it aims to make prevention feel manageable instead of fear-driven. By focusing on controllable behaviors plus basic medical follow-through, readers can lower the probability of major chronic conditions that shorten life and reduce quality of life. This topic ties the entire framework together, showing that long-term wellness is built from daily habits supported by informed decisions, timely screenings, and realistic plans that adapt across different life stages. In conclusion, this book is best for readers who want a clear, grounded starting point for improving health without getting trapped in complicated programs. It fits busy professionals, parents, and anyone who feels overwhelmed by contradictory wellness trends, as well as older adults who want to protect mobility, independence, and energy. The biggest benefit is its focus on a small set of high-yield behaviors that influence many outcomes at once. By consistently improving movement, food choices, sleep, stress response, and preventive care, readers can increase the odds of avoiding the chronic diseases that most commonly erode both lifespan and day-to-day well-being. It can also improve life immediately through better mood, steadier energy, and a greater sense of control. Compared with similar books that chase novelty or demand rigid rules, The Big Five emphasizes simplicity, sustainability, and practicality. That makes it easier to follow for years, which is where real health gains come from. If you want a straightforward framework you can personalize, track, and maintain, this book is worth buying as a dependable guide to the fundamentals that matter most. If you would like to support Sanjeev Chopra, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.